Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, and we're talking about an assortment of upcoming activities with the Perry Chamber. So, Lindsay, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So first thing we want to talk about is one last reminder of the event happening tonight. That's Friday Fest. Give it one last plug here.
That's right. Tonight, Friday Fest, Patty Park Band Shell. We have the band Toaster coming to join us and performing. It's going to be 6:30 to 10 p.m. This is a free event. This is a bring your own basket event, but we will also have food vendors as well, so you can pack a picnic or you can purchase food there. With the bring your own basket, it is bring your own beverage, and so you can bring beer or wine, but no glass, and so you can pack a cooler, bring a lawn chair, of course bring the kids as well. Should be a fun event. We've got free face painting and freeze pops for the first however many people come in from Hy-Vee. So it should just be a real fun event, free entertainment, community event. It's our last one of the season, our last kind of big music event, and then we'll be getting ready for fall.
All right, so you talked about the food. What sort of food can people expect to have if they don't want to bring their own baskets to this?
So the three vendors that we have the Fire Association joining us to do a grill out like they normally do. And then we have two others. One is Taqueria Villa, that's downtown on 2nd Street. So they'll be joining us, as well as Taco Madre food truck that joined us back with our Quality Auto ribbon cutting earlier this year. So two other varieties, so your tacos and things like that as well. So some good variety for the people joining us and not wanting to pack a picnic.
For sure. Now, anything else about Friday Fest that you'd like to mention before we move on and talk about some other stuff?
Just a thank you, as always, to the sponsors that make this possible for us to coordinate this event. It wouldn't be possible without them. So those would be, for this time around anyway, Affordable Quality Roofing, Bernie Lowe & Associates, Bolton & Mink, City of Perry, Hotel Pat T, Hastings Funeral Home, Hy-Vee, ITC Midwest, Percival Scientific, Raccoon Valley Bank, Raccoon River Valley Bike Co., and Tyson, Wells Fargo Bank, as well as Farm Bureau Services, David Finiseth. One other feature will be that Bits of Technology is providing free Wi-Fi, so just another fun thing to go along with the event.
All right. Well, now a couple of non-summer celebration-related items to talk about. You have a ribbon cutting coming up here for not a new business, but a new member, correct?
That's right. So Wells Fargo has joined the chamber. I believe that they were members a number of years ago, but it's been a while, so we are reintroducing them as new chamber members to the community. So that will be Friday the 16th of August at 10 a.m. Community is welcome to join us. All members are welcome to join us to visit with those that work there and kind of meet the team, welcome them to the chamber and see what's new there and support them as a chamber member.
All right, now I like asking you this question, but why do you feel like it's important to have these ribbon cuttings to welcome new members and new businesses to town?
Well, a lot of times there's been some kind of change that has made maybe a past member no longer renew their membership, or all of a sudden maybe they're a long-standing business but they've never been a chamber member. Usually it's some kind of change within the structure of the business. So although they're not a new business, there are certain new aspects of that business. And so we're reestablishing that relationship with some of the key partners there within the business. And so it's really a good chance to introduce their team, our team, and the community as well, so we can all get together. And, you know, perhaps it's a business that you don't get into very often because you don't do business with them directly, but it's a chance, it's an opportunity to get in and meet those individuals that play a big part in the business, but then also in the community as well. So obviously we love celebrating brand new businesses, but there is a place for introducing existing businesses as new chamber members. And so this would be an example of that. And so we're really happy that they've decided to join the chamber and be more active in the community and the chamber network.
For sure. Now, the week before is the next edition of the popular Perry Chamber Coffee. And so tell me about this event for August.
So we always have the Chamber Coffees on the second Friday of the month at 8 a.m. And again, this is a chance for a business to showcase their business, introduce new team members, get people into their business. And it's just really nice to get out and about, visit with fellow chamber members, community members, see what's going on. And so it's really a networking and community building activity for us. And so August Chamber Coffee will be at Hy-Vee. I think they're really excited about showing off some new interior renovations. They have some new team members. So again, just really nice to have that face-to-face communication with them and building that chamber network.
For sure. Now, I know you have your next several chamber coffees planned, but if any of the businesses out there are interested in hosting chamber coffees, how can they go about doing that?
Really easy. Just contact the chamber, give us a call, email us, and express your interest in hosting. It's really simple to do. You provide coffee, juice, whatever you'd like as refreshments, as well as snacks, light or as all out as you'd like to go. But it's real simple just to have the space to host a number of people. It varies each month, of course, but there's always a good turnout and good connections being made.
For sure. Now, a couple items that I want to discuss today that don't directly relate to the chamber, starting with the Highway 141 garage sale, which actually started today. So what can you tell me about this event and how the residents of Perry should be aware of it?
So the Highway 141 garage sale is fairly longstanding. I think they're going on 17 years, give or take, lots and lots of miles along 141, touching from the Grimes area all the way west to the end of the state. So Perry's fortunate enough to be right on 141. We're one of the bigger towns along the way. So just to be aware that this event is happening, the chamber's not really involved in it in any way because it's a lot of individuals opening up their garages for their own sales, but really to be aware of the increased traffic along 141, people looking for signs, maybe stopping abruptly. You know, don't be that person if you're out there being a garage saler yourself. So be aware that there are other vehicles around you, and then there's also other vehicles that might be a little bit distracted. Hopefully not. I don't think there's been any incidences that I'm aware of over the years. I guess knock on wood, but it's just more of a thing to be aware of that it's happening. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of August. It brings a lot of people through town. Hopefully they stop here and eat lunch with us with all of our great restaurants, maybe do some shopping as well. But people are in the spirit of back to school and finding deals and all that. So it does bring a lot of people in, and we just hope that people can either participate themselves and have fun with it, but definitely be aware that it's happening and be careful out there.
Absolutely. Now, you also alluded to it's the first weekend in August, which also every year is the tax-free weekend. It's the sales tax holiday. So how do you promote this from the chamber aspect?
So from the chamber aspect, it's really all about reminding folks to think about Perry first in terms of their back-to-school shopping. So whether it's actually supplies or it's clothing or just kind of stocking up on some of the things that you'll need throughout the year, definitely consider the businesses that are here in Perry. They're here year-round, but it's nice to have these events that give us a reminder. So with it being tax-free weekend, you know, it is tax-free, so that is a little bit of a discount, and every little bit helps, especially when you're getting ready for the next school year. So a number of our businesses have school supplies at the ready for you, clothing as well. So it's just think about Perry and consider shopping. I know that there are a number of businesses that are doing specials specifically for this weekend. So get out and check them out. Two great examples would be Ben's Five and Dime and Backwards Boutique, but then anyone else can partake in the tax-free holiday as well.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's about it for now. Just a reminder to get out to farmers markets and to just be aware of what's going on. There's always different activities, events, ways to get involved. Perry's a great community and there's a lot going on, whether it's a civic organization, individual businesses, community events. So don't be afraid to get out there, try something new. So just be a part of the great community that we have here in Perry.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.